Father God, we offer this prayer against war and pray for America, for your strength, guidance, and intervention to end war. Amen. Dear family, here are some recent highlights from Mike from around the world. War will begin when Jerusalem and Washington, D.C. are bombed. It will happen within 1 hour. Pockets of magma under oceans are boiling the water and changing the temperature, affecting jet streams and causing mudslides. Iranian army aligned against Jerusalem. Russia providing Iran with bombs and supersonic missiles carrying nukes. Foreign troops at the border of Mexico. America will experience domestic terrorism by its own people. After war breaks out, we will be given a 35-hour warning to go to designated safe areas that have barbed wire facing the inside. These American government-designated safe areas for federal emergencies should be avoided at all costs. You will enter and not come out. Jesus began speaking. Now that you know what is going on, what is approaching, I want you to pray for the unsaved that will be caught in this conflagration. An extensive fire which destroys a great deal of land and property. What is coming is more like a conflagration of souls. It is that bad. Divide your prayers, praying for the valley and praying for the world. I am praying for this community. And this step forward you are about to make will be monumental in its repercussions. And I don't mean all bad repercussions. I will guide you, Claire, and the community, every step of the way. Do not be afraid. I have planned this for a very long time. That is so very comforting to hear, Lord. Jesus continued, the people are hungry. Or rather, I should say, emaciated and starving, hungry to know me. They are ripe fruit just waiting to be picked, and some have even fallen on the ground, rotting with no one to care. This is what you are to do. Show and tell them how much you and I care. It's just that simple. You do not have to be a Bible teacher. They've had enough of that. What they haven't had is genuine love. As you give, I will pour more and more and more out upon each of you so that there will always be an anointing to heal, encourage, and guide. You are all going to grow so much, it will be beautiful. Beware of those who want to join up in this work. Be very careful to discern whether they be sent from me or the enemy. They will try to infiltrate and spoil things. This is what they have done with every ministry that comes along. You will know them by their darkness. Mostly the people are hungry for love and a real God that cares for them. Teach them how to hear from me, how to journal, and cry out to me with straight talk, not fancy prayers. You will know who is for you and who is against you. They will stand out like a sore thumb. You are not there to solve all their problems, but to connect them with the one who can. You don't want them dependent on you, but dependent on me. Learning the art of blessed humility, littleness, and turning always to me for their needs and wants. They are used to getting help from men and systems, but not from me. Your most important job will be to convince them of my love and that I will provide according to their real needs, not what they think they need. Many are gun-shy of people, especially outsiders and those who are different. They are used to agendas and recognize manipulation. Your only agenda is to help them form a deep relationship with me. You are not there to tell them what to do, but to make suggestions on how you came about your relationship with me. There are some very beautiful people in the area, and a few could become saints. What about music there? Yes, there will be time for that, but your first call is to really be present to them in a way they are not used to, like with respect, listening, and making them feel wanted, not condemned. I think you are really going to enjoy this, beloved. You have been missing meaningful interactions in your life. You have been too isolated. They will inspire you as you focus on their needs in prayer. Love them, love on them, embrace them for me, so they know for sure in their hearts that you really care about them. You have done well with your family. Now it is time to branch out and touch those who are truly hungering for me. Just then I saw myself hugging an elderly woman, and there was such a sense of welcoming and sincerity. They long for prayers for their children, Jesus continued, many of whom have fallen into drug and alcohol abuse. The scars and pains run very deep in their hearts. Comfort them, my people. This is a place for you to shine my deep love into their hearts. They are little ones, and almost everyone has been touched by witchcraft. Teach them that once they have a real connection with me, they can rebuke the powers of the devils, and they will be stopped. And yes, teach them discernment and the rules for keeping the doors closed. I want them to know that I am truly present in the rosary, not just some invisible thing they pray to. It should become very personal to them. And that was the end of his message. In 1 John 4:11 we read, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. May the Lord bless you and guide you, dear family, as we are busy loving our neighbor and guiding them to Him.